it's a good thing we can start at 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week what we did was we got on a roll of entering the dream at what I call the doorway. And the doorway that we were able to find is we were able to find a place in the dream where there was something happening that the dreamer didn't like, that was displeasing the dreamer, that the dreamer was reacting against. And so I asked Ramdas the question, well, why, what reason would you have for liking it? And you instantly went to that place and realized that was the intuition, that the intuition had been telling you why to like it. And when you thought about why to like it, you noticed that you instantly went into that space of freedom. Remember that? Do you recall that?
Yeah, I'm trying to recall the dream.
I just have to get one.
Oh, I'll tell you. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
The book,
the
garden. You were looking at this guy's garden, and he had two long
logs
there, and they were big and ugly, and you didn't like it. And when I said, why would you like him? They all of a sudden changed to two little tiny things, and the whole garden looked a whole lot more beautiful.
Yeah.
And you felt beautiful, and there goes a yellow butterfly.
Swallowtail.
It was the last one.
Cabbage moth.
It was a little butterfly about that big. You call it a moth?
They're cabbage moths.
Mm.
Moth just doesn't sound as nice, you know?
But it flapped his wings like a butterfly and moved up and down and along like that. I see a moth flapping its wings like a hummingbird. They go really fast. You tired today, Don?
No, I feel good.
You do?
I'm a little hot.
Okay. So you recall Ramdas?
Sure do.
And then what I did was I just tried to say, okay, well, let's do everybody's dream the same way so that we can perfect an ability to look at a particular place. So there's a couple of things that I want to draw your attention to. And that is, I want to draw your attention to the fact that I'm not interested in the contents of the dream. Why not?
Because there's more to it. There's more to it than meets the eye.
Okay, very good, very good. Because the dream is a springboard into something else. The dream is a springboard into something else because the dream is just thought. And thought comes in the form of hypothesis and higher hypothesis. And the hypothesis is interesting, not in and of itself as something to get stuck with, but as to use as a springboard into the space between the thoughts. Okay? And so, for that reason, we're not interested in dream interpretation. We're not really interested in knowing what those dream symbols mean for you in your life. So we're not doing dream work like any other, like a Jungian analyst or like any other dream interpretation.
This is brand new.
Pardon me?
What you're presenting, what you've learned is brand new as far as you know in your research.
Yeah.
The annals of history.
The only psychology that approaches the mind in a way that remotely resembles this is Gestalt psychology. And Gestalt psychology was founded in Berlin in the late 19th and early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.